Racism, journalism, hypnotism, terrorism. Where's the wisdom? They attacked the nations in Africa, made them catch their man-made AIDS with polio vaccinations, and they drive their Mitsubishis. Belief in mystic genius and what's on TV distracts us from another Lisbon treaty. Planet permissions, this planet's position, brainwashed with religion to accept their fascist decisions. People panicking, no paladin, no patron saint, battling to stay awake, pineal gland cluttered by what's in our water as a Celtic warrior, breaking every barrier. I was surprised when I realized if you believe a lie, then you can fill a lie detector like an actor in a part. Society's a stage, and the masters of the art are the laughter in the dark. Rest assured, we will not be terrorized, and this revolution will not be televised. Was Lucifer Jupiter? It's safe to say that many men have been murdered, including William Cooper, for gritting their teeth and killing the seeds of evil. These people scatter on the compost of false religious belief. It's not gonna stop by watching Top of the Pops. We need to bring change to this establishment, but not with the truck or a box, cause the ones at the top that are calling the shots think they've got it all locked. But my passion is burning like a Molotov cocktail, and my will to fight is still strong as an ox. Honestly, God, habits make a mind state. As you cut jobs and raise drug prices, it raises the crime rate. Freedom of speech means I can teach about the priest's reason to preach a fallacy that has me breathing the leaf of tobacco plants. But the truth is, there shouldn't be a they controlling each other. Has made the mess we see today.
I still have a dream to see past the secrets, to know what to really be free is.
I still have a dream.
I know you can't see this, but people, you got to believe it.
I still have a dream.
The secrets to know what to really be free is, so be it.
I still have a dream.
Terror is here, but we're all blinded. Chameleon governments hold info, so we don't know they're behind it. Bright media lights shine in all of our eyes. Wrong the educate, exaggerate the problems of mankind. Now there's violence around us, no escaping its finders. Rebellion, martial law, and then they'll appoint us. Got a pain in my leg, must be my FEMA. Black blood being spilled over
Oscar Mayer Lima.
How can we just sit back and let this all happen? Like guards at the gate that got caught out napping. I invented a cure for cancer using radio waves, replacing chemical placebos with herbal remedies. Who let the dogs out? It turned into swine flu. It wasn't on the news cause it wasn't supposed to. This is expression, revolutionary lyrical art. I'm Irish through and through and I've got fire in my heart. I'm a soldier, I told you, bend you, then fold you. Knowledge is my burden, got a lot on my shoulders. Don't shoot the messenger, stay away, I'm telling you. Listen if you like, but I'm not gonna yell at you. Blinded with money, I'm going green with envy. Thoughts in this corporate world, fucking tormenty. Do you sometimes feel weak and empty? Do you think TV is there to help you? Working, sleeping, drinking, but nobody's living. Lab rats in the maze, it's the life we've been given. Hold up, I think I'm gonna sneeze. Did I say zeitgeist? Oops, there, I said it twice, nice. Yeah, this is a prank. My name is George Jack, and I work at the bank. I'll tell you everything, then I gotta catch a flight. I want this all in the open, in plain sight.
I still have a dream
to see past the secrets, to know what to really be free is.
I still have a dream.
I know you can't see this, but people, you got to believe it.
I still have a dream.
The secrets to know what to really be free is, so be it.
I still have a dream.
Places, we'll rattle your cages.
Truth like hot rocks burning holes in the pages.
I'm working so hard trying to change tomorrow.
I'm a fucking revolutionary like I'm Che Guevara.
They try to use statutes to catch you,
but a cop to plea bargain on the gospel of Mark.
Making me swear on the book that preaches equality.
I came from the clay, so you can't put laws on me.
8,000 years of Celtic mythology.
I demand an apology. This farce makes a mockery
of me, my mind, and my spirit.
My words are just as valid as anyone's actually.
So what is reality?
Somebody challenge me.
That's your reality, fine.
Don't interrupt mine.
We write for the message and not for what sells.
Ancient Irish knowledge straight out of the Book of Kells.
The Irish people, inherently and historically, opposed to secret societies, the secret oaths, and the secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweigh the dangers which are cited to justify it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment.
Good evening.
And good evening and welcome to Out of the Bag. This is Sean Maguire live on Healing Oracle Radio and People's Internet Radio. And it is the 19th of the 8th, 2020. Another Wednesday night, another Out of the Bag show. And I've got two great guests for you for tonight's show. In the first hour, I have a pre-recorded interview with Billy Maguire, the president of the IRB, the Irish Republican Brotherhood. He always gives us vital information which could help Ireland free itself from the sham government we have at present. In this interview tonight, Billy wanted to come on to pay tribute to the late John Hume, one of the architects of the Northern Ireland peace process who passed away recently. So that's the first hour with the president of the IRB, Billy Maguire. In the second hour, I have another pre-recorded interview, this time with Kim McMenamin. And it's been a couple of years since Kim has been on the show. He did even sit in for my midday show a while back. Really, really good friend. I've met him on many occasions. He's an activist in many fields for well over a decade. And on this week's show, we heard about his views on the masks, the 5G, the vaccines, and much, much more. In the final hour of the show, and obviously with 2020 being cancelled because of COVID, Rebellion Festival 2021 will take place between the 5th to the 8th of August 2021 in Blackpool Winter Gardens. And I will be playing bands that have been announced already to play that Rebellion Festival. And I want to say thank you to all the people at Rebellion for their wonderful online Rebellion Festival we had that they put on instead of the 2020. It was just brilliant. If you want to check it out, check out Rebellion Festival Facebook page, and they've still got all the clips and all the videos and all the action from the weekend that you can catch up on. So that's that there for you too. So that's the final hour of the show. So without further ado, I'm going to get straight on and play my interview with Billy Maguire. And welcome to Out of the Bag. This is Sean Maguire live on Healing Oracle Radio and People's Internet Radio. And it is the 10th of the 8th, 2020. And I'm honoured and privileged to have online with me right now the wonderful Billy Maguire, President of the Irish Republican Brotherhood. Billy, are you with me?
Yes, Sean. I would say hello to you and to your listeners. And it's a very kind introduction you're giving me.
Well, it should be the whole of the country should be giving you a massive introduction.
But what we're on about is John Hume. He was a great man and a great peacemaker.
Yes, John Hume passed away just the other day, didn't he? And he was an incredible man. I didn't know much about his life, Billy. Did you?
I did actually, because it was the peace, reconciliation, and prosperity process. That's what we're speaking about. And as you know, that was founded by Pope Pius the 12th in 1950.
Yes.
To make amends for 1155. And there was a lot of Irish clergy at that time in 1950. The Roman Catholic Church was a very strong organization. And a lot of Irish priests and others as well, clergy, you know, they went worldwide to bring the faith, as they said, to Christianity, to peoples around the world. Mm-hmm. But there was a lot of Irish clergy and, and they didn't want all the old Irish Celtic Christianity lost.
Right.
And it was Dr. Cooper who was the parish priest of Castletroy, Monaleen, and St. Patrick's. And I lived out in Castletroy, which is Plassey.
Right.
And that's important too. And when he did his studies as a curate in Rome, he was a wonderful administrator. And he knew everything that went on in Rome. And he was one of the chief people with, it was Eamon Casey. He was the curate in Monaleen and St. Patrick's at the time.
Uh-huh.
And Father Paddy O'Regan. And then there was Monsignor over the Irish College, O'Riordan. And they got together. And they didn't want, the Irish clergy did not want the old Celtic Christianity airbrushed out of our history. And that comes from Lochgar in County Limerick is the answer to all that. But the problem was 1155, when Pope Adrian IV, the only English pope, illegally and fraudulently gave Henry II the donation of Ireland, you know, Hibernia, which is Era, to build his empire. And, I mean, that was a scandalous. That bull out a billeter.
No, that's incredible, isn't it? Yeah.
And that, if it ever existed, is a fraudulent document. And that's England's claim to come in here. You know, that's not right.
No.
And and that's where all our trouble started. That's 1155. And that's what Northern Ireland is all about, to even today. And I keep on asking the question, why did Pope Adrian IV, what was so important that they had to have the donation of Ireland for? And it was for the profit of England and Rome, not for Ireland, the profit of. And that's how all the Pale then was from, we'll say, from the east coast, from Dublin, right across to the River Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't conquer Ireland without getting the Shannon. And the Shannon at that stage was belonged to my ancestor, Coconuc Maguire, and it was in Fermanagh.
Yes.
And it's only recently Britain said, no, Fermanagh, the River Shannon didn't start in Fermanagh. It was much further down. And, of course, now they have proved it was in, and it was part of Coconuc Maguire's territory,
nice.
Right to the estuary of Limerick. And that was so important. And it was, they evicted all the people to Heller de Connacht, to, and they built those huge landlords' estates to grow the food for the Crown forces. You see, Britain doesn't have sovereignty. Britain has royalty.
Yes.
And it's they have a royal government, royal courts of justice, and a Crown force. And their Crown force impose the will of the Crown and of the British government. That's what they do. It's not like in other countries that, you know, if you don't have sovereignty, you're a slave.
Yeah.
And they expanded their Britain and their territory and their empire on slavery.
It still baffles me. It still baffles me, Billy. What gave Pope Adrian the right to give?
He didn't have
gift.
Any right.
Yeah.
And but the point is, we're going on to why Pope Pius XII and the Irish clergy and that were so influential in Rome,
mm-hmm.
and got Pope Pius. And in 1950, he brought my father and mother. There was a group of people, very strong, that wanted all that sorted out for a peace, reconciliation and prosperity. That's the key word.
Yeah.
And he brought my father and mother out to Rome, and he wanted the peace, reconciliation and prosperity process founded through a university that would, go back to the conflict. It was to sort out the conflict between Ireland and England.
Yes.
And the key to it is Lochgar in County Limerick,
mm-hmm.
because that's old Celtic Christianity. And the Hearthstone is there, and the Rannachrandom Stone, and all. And Lochgar is a most wonderful place. And you can see, it's the largest stone circle in Ireland.
Yes.
And in that stone circle is the clock and clashing, the harp stone.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put your, if you go to that, and you'll see it across the lake to Carrigal, it's called, it's the hill. And there's two stone circles on that. And if you put your two hands up in the air, and this is how Celtic Christianity was founded.
Mm-hmm.
They believe in the sovereignty of God and the sovereignty of mankind. And we look after his planet Earth and our civilization. That's what it's all about. And the rights and welfare of the sovereign people. And that's what they do. And if you put your two hands up in the air, your left hand and your right hand, and your left hand you face the sun, and you put your thumb on your third finger, on your left hand, and you do the same on your right hand. And they are the harp signs, those two fingers, your index fingers and your second finger.
Nice.
And you put your right hand over your left hand, and that is the harp. And that's your created in the image of God, and that's what they believe.
Yes.
And all that mathematics, all I'm saying now, Leonardo da Vinci, he painted that, the Salvador Mundi.
Yes.
And that's the most expensive painting in the world, and one of the finest paintings in the world. I'm not saying he was in Loughborough, but he had to know all that technology that's in Loughborough, all the mathematics, all science, all astronomy. That's where it comes from. And that's what they were teaching the people.
Right.
And that's what's so important.
Well, I'm looking forward to Billy. I'm looking forward to having Jerry O'Donovan coming on the show to expand on it.
Jerry, and we go back to the university again. So when my father came back from Rome, they started to put a university together. Mm-hmm. And they did, and it was to be we gave Willibank in the end. It was to be in Adair Manor. No, they couldn't agree on that. Then it was to be in Limerick, and then they were going. But anyway, my father died in 1964, mm-hmm. but it was only a higher education then. And I must congratulate Ed Walsh. He was brilliant. He put that university together. Mm-hmm. But we gave Willibank, which is a magnificent old house right on the banks of the River Shannon, lovely gardens and lovely aspect of the Clare Hills and the River Shannon and all that, mm-hmm. so that the university, the peace, reconciliation and prosperity process could be founded there, because that's where the Supreme Council of the IRB used to meet every year, and Cumann na mBan na Féin in Inné Héireann. As you know, we bought Vaughan's Hotel.
Yes.
For the peace, reconciliation and prosperity process, and for the 1918-32 county election. And that's, if you read the proclamation, when Pierce read it, that's the IRB's proclamation. Mm-hmm. We only had a provisional government. We had to have a sovereign government. And that's where we bought Vaughan's Hotel for Mrs. Vaughan. Up to then, we used to rent a room on behalf of Cumann na mBan, the Fenian, the Fenian and the Irish Republican Brotherhood. That's crucial.
Yes.
And we donated a huge amount of money. The Maguires had, since Kilconnel Maguire said, you know, he was poisoned by the British. I was out in Genoa, I think it was the 400th anniversary. It was a huge day out there. And that's where he's buried. But he was poisoned. They had to have the Shannon because they couldn't conquer Ireland without the Shannon, and mm-hmm. that was Kilconnel Maguire's territory, and that's how they got rid of him. And then they're claiming that the Shannon didn't start in Fermanagh, and of course now we know it did start in Fermanagh, and why. But anyway, to move on, the university anyway eventually started in Limerick, in Plassey, right down on the riverbank, and that was Clive of India's seat, Plassey, But the peace, reconciliation, and prosperity process is crucial. John Hume, what he achieved was the Good Friday Agreement, but not the peace, reconciliation, and prosperity process. And I sent him, he wanted to know, I wanted, when I met him, but he had Alzheimer's at that time, and I asked him about my father. And had he met him in that, because my father died in 1964 and John was only starting, he was doing in the peace process then. Yeah. And he couldn't remember. And, he was so upset about it. But I had sent him, he wanted to know of the 1918-32 county election. And that's crucial. And that's what he predicated the Good Friday Agreement on. But that was a 32-county mandate by the will and wish of all the people when Britain called the election on the 14th of December 1918. It was IRB Sinn Féin who won that mandate. That's who got that won that election. And on the 28th of December 1918, we won, the IRB Sinn Féin won 73 seats out of 105 seats. And that's the mandate we were given to found the state, the Sovereign Republic of Éire, the Sovereign Dáil Éireann government, the Sovereign Dáil Éireann courts, and the War of Independence as a defence force, and be accountable to the sovereign people. Mm-hmm. And that was ratified on the 21st of January 1919 in the Mansion House in Dublin. Dáil Éireann has never sat in Leinster House. But anyway, that's very important. That was crucial for John Hume. I gave him that information.
Yes.
And he predicated the Good Friday Agreement on that. But unfortunately, his mandate that everybody voted for was a 26 and 6 county mandate. And people question that today.
Yes.
Whether it was legal, valid, or bona fides or not, I don't know. I'm not going into that. But anyway, that's where he got that information from. And as you know, it was my father brought the Kennedys in here, the Fitzgerald Kennedys, and he would have known them. And you'll see the photographs of my father with Ted Kennedy. And because he was those Kennedys, there was great people. I mean, you take all the people who were involved in that peace process, the peace, reconciliation, and prosperity process. But if you take Brendan O'Regan, the IRB and the Fenian Brotherhood in America, they were the ones that got all. There was no in 1950. There was no employment. There was nothing. People were all emigrating. It was shocking. But the IRB and that university is an IRB university to teach people, young people, give them a work ethos and how to work in. And look after the planet Earth and their sovereignty.
Mm.
And he went to America, and it was Brendan O'Regan and the IRB and the Fenian Brotherhood in America. They were a very powerful lobby. And they got all those factories that are built all over the country. And in Shannon Airport, for prosperity, for the people, the work ethos.
Yes.
And I was asking that university. They gutted Willibank, which was a magnificent old house, and that's where the Supreme Council used to meet every year, would come in the morning, the Fianna Fáil in the Hearn, after Vaughan's Hotel. You know, my father wasn't able to run all the Vaughan's Hotel and everything else with the peace and reconciliation. But the Free State Government, they governed, just Tom O'Donnell, Brendan O'Regan used to run that peace process, and I met a lot of the unionist people. But the big, I think, problem at the time was when Pope Pius XII, you see, he founded the peace, reconciliation, and prosperity process, whereas the Good Friday Agreement is not a peace process.
Right.
It's taking the Crown forces out of Ireland to fight in another part of the world. And that's what's important.
Right.
And that's the first step, as far as I'm concerned. But they never built the peace process. And that site, we gave that site to the university, you know, founding it. Just founded, as you know, by the IRB and, you know, my father and a small group of people for the peace, reconciliation. And the conflict, it was to deal with the conflict between Ireland and England. And that was 1155. But I've just read out about Pope Adrian IV giving it to Henry II to in his empire.
Yes.
The donation of Ireland for the profit of Ireland and Rome. And Lochgar is the key, because why? All the mathematics, all the science, all the astronomy is in Lochgar. And all the, you know, the harp stone, that's where our sovereignty comes from. And I told you, BBC Four did a wonderful program, Fiona Bruce, on Leonardo da Vinci. Now, he had to know all that mathematics. He had to know light and shade. He had to know all that information. The pyramids of Egypt in Lochgar, they left our ancestors left all that information for us. And I brought the head of the University of Limerick, the history department, out to Lochgar. And I asked them, you know, they didn't do anything about it. And I asked those mathematicians to go and do the mathematics in Lochgar. But they wouldn't do it. They didn't do it anyway. But the point is that they gutted Willibank, and they never told us or anything. They just gutted the whole house. They didn't want, the Free State didn't want any of that information. Britain didn't want any of that information about sovereignty, that they don't have sovereignty. It's royalty. And Roman Christians believed that only the Pope in Rome, Christ Vicar on Earth, can anoint a sovereign. And as you know, Henry VIII fell out with the Pope in Rome.
Yes.
And he said, Dio mondor, he was equal to God. He didn't need the Pope. They haven't had a sovereign government since then. If you don't have sovereignty, you're a slave. And they went into all those countries around the world, all the the dominions and the, and that, and without sovereignty. And they have their crown forces imposes. They had the best crown force in the world and the best navy in the world. And they always tried to cause a row or a war and you would take on. And they were superior crown forces, you know, navy and army and crown. Yeah. And they would always win. They would defeat the whatever country they went into and take what they wanted. And that's what they did. And that's not right.
No, just bloody pirates.
And they
pirates,
enslaved, expanded their, you know, their empire with, on slavery. Mm-hmm. Slavery is against the laws of God and the laws of mankind.
Yeah.
And that's why we fell out with Britain over that. And I think it's time all that information came out. And I think it's time it came out in the peace, reconciliation and prosperity process. That site is there in the University of Limerick. That Willowbank, where I lived. And it's just that you would not believe that they took everything out of that house. You would not believe there was a house there in this time.
Yeah.
And I want that the university would now build that part of the university in respect for all those, John Hume and all those people who took their seats. There, Leharington took his seat in the House of Lords, right? And he went to school with Willie Whitelaw. Mm-hmm. Brendan O'Regan went and he got all those factories organized for all those towns and villages in the country and in Shannon Airport. Mm-hmm. You know, there's wonderful, Matt McNeil, the city manager in Dublin and Limerick, these people. You know, I'm leaving out loads of people.
Yeah.
You know, Udi Menuhin. So John Barbarolli, Joseph Rank, all these people, I knew all these people who wanted that peace process and wanted to be on proper respect for our neighbours between England and Ireland. And the conflict, it was to deal with the conflict. That's what Pope Pius XII wanted. Now, John Hume, he was brilliant, and the work he did and what he did dedicated his life to it. But the Good Friday Agreement is not a peace process. I've repeated myself now again because it's important. It's to take the Crown forces out of Ireland to fight in another part of the world.
Right.
Well, if you take those two five-string harps that were on the Ark of the Covenant, and you take the Hebrew people, take the Jewish people, they're on their flag. They were on the Ark of the Covenant. Yeah. You never take the harp to war.
No.
It's a sacred symbol. A harp is the covenant between God and man with all the information for his planet Earth and our civilization. And if you quote the Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That has not been done as on earth as it is in heaven today.
No, exactly.
The world is in a terrible state of chaos and deception, fraud, drugs. That's abuse of all these things. And we now have the power and to destroy mankind. And we have the power to destroy his planet Earth. And I think people should cop themselves on, you know, for their children and that. And children are not taught any of this history. And you go out to Loch Garr and you can see the stone circle. It's there beside the road. And you can do all that mathematics. Jerry O'Donovan is doing that. And Jerry he's not a professor, but Jerry took on this himself.
Yes.
And he's doing all the measurements. He's showing them. I'm looking at the maps here. You could do what I told you, what BBC Four did, Fiona Bruce,
mm-hmm.
and put up your two fingers, and you are in creation in the image of God. That's where it is. You're five strings of the two five-string harps we mentioned that were on the Ark of the Covenant. Now, it was the Roman Empire changed those to two angels.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about controlling people.
It is.
But today, we're so powerful, we should be told the truth, knowledge and information. And that's all I'm asking. And all I'm asking is that site in Willowbank that was given for the university for the peace, reconciliation and Butler in memory of John Hume and all those other great people, including my father, who worked tirelessly to get a university for Limerick, with a lot of other people in Limerick and a lot of other people. You know, they should be remembered there. That's what they gave their lives for.
Yes.
And that's what Pope Pius XII, he wanted. Now, I know there was difficulties with Ian Paisley over Pope Pius XII, but Brendan O'Regan was very friendly with Ian Paisley. Yes. I was supposed to meet him, but I didn't meet him because I wouldn't take sides with anybody. And I was to meet the Queen and all that, but I didn't, because you'd be expected to take sides.
Mm.
And all we do is that is what should be built. And I think it would be wonderful for this world that they would have a place to come for peace, reconciliation, and to sort out the conflicts of the world and the conflicts between people. Because it's home. That site in Lochgar is Homo sapiens.
Yes.
And that's what's so important. Your intellect and reason and your five senses. And that's how you can understand this planet Earth. And those two five-string tops, how men learn to write. Our man learned the wheel was given, that curved side is the wheel, how you build the wheel. You know, the strings are the spokes, and the hub of the wheel is that little knot at the front of the hub, where man can travel the world. How you build your ship. But what I'm saying to you is, you're the keel of the ship for the Atlantic Ocean. All that's on the hub. And that's what Celtic people, that's what they were left for us. They've left all that mathematics. They've left the meridian line, which is the same as the pyramids of Egypt, and how you build the pyramids of Egypt, and how you build it. They called them temples in those days, and there's a little church there, Temple Nua, in Lochgar. And all that information is there for the people. And yet, we're not allowed to know any of it. And I think it's time that the University of Limerick could teach all that and go out and do all the mathematics inside and bring it partly to that building that they would have for the peace, reconciliation, and prosperity. In those days, they did have churches, they had temples. All that mathematics is you can, and Jerry would do it for you when you're talking to him. And you know, the universe information, you know, that's not right. And when we have it about 1,000 years ago,
yeah,
and there's very few countries, and I'm saying is right. There's all sorts of, you know, theories and everything else about who brought all that mathematics to Egypt and all that and built the pyramids of Egypt. But it's there in Lochgar. What I'm saying to you is that information is on the two five-string charts.
Yes.
Latitude, longitude. You know, the strings, the golden thread, how you measurement. You know how mankind did all that. And it's there, Homo sapiens, you know, your intellect and reason and your five senses. And it's so important, and that's what should be taught in that university, in that have a department there to teach all that conflict and to sort out conflicts of the world. And we have it in Limerick. And now that John Hume, as I said, I met him once, but he had Alzheimer's at the time, and he wasn't able to remember.
Yeah.
And but I had sent him all that information of the 1980 32 county election, and that's what he predicated, I said again, on his peace, reconciliation and prosperity process.
Yes.
And you know, that was so important.
Yeah.
It's in memory that university should build that, and the site is there, and if they're not going to do it, they should hand it back. They were given that to do it. And I think it's time. But there's a new president there now. And I gave all the Vaughan Sutel papers to the university, which were in Willowbank. My father, when he brought them down, he brought them to our business in Limerick, Corrigan Mills. And then they were put up. Billy Maloney was the carpenter. And there were two up in the attics of Willowbank. And Tom O'Donnell, he took three, he's still alive and he won't tell anybody, but three furniture, van loads of all the Vaughan Sutel papers and all the memorabilia, the tongues of the printing press, which and all those things and balls and all swords and things. They were arguing.
Right.
Well, they are. They you have to have. If you don't have your history, yeah. We have a sovereign government that owes no money and has no debt. Of the 21st of January 1919, by the will and wish of all the people of the 32 counties, we have the largest territory in Europe. We go right to America. We're the only country that can set foot in America because we brought sovereignty to America, to the United States of America, and to Canada. As did, well, Scots-Irish and the Viking people.
Yes.
They brought sovereignty. And we have that right down to the English Channel, the Irish Sea, and how is it that we're not? Why have we got a free state government that was imposed on the 6th of December, 1921, to pay for Britain's war debts and war pensions?
No idea.
Leontes na hÉireann is the free state. Dáil Éireann has never sat in the House. Michael Collins went down with the free state government and the Crown of England and the British government to buy the lease of from the Royal Dublin Society, whose show should have been on last week, and that used to be in Leinster House, to set up the free state, impose the free state on the Irish people to pay for Britain's war debts and war. What are we doing paying for Britain's war debts and war pensions? Will you tell me that?
Yeah.
I can't understand it.
No.
When we have no debt and we owe no money.
No, it's incredible. And we're paying the big EU debt as well for the whole of Europe. So,
why are we paying all this?
Yeah,
why are we paying it? We don't owe any money.
Yeah.
The sovereign Dáilean government, by the will and wish of all the people of the 32 counties, it is unbelievable that this is going on.
It is. It's more unbelievable that the people haven't got the education, because it isn't just Limerick University that should be propagating this information. It should be every single national and senior school in Ireland.
But it is absolutely scandalous,
yes,
that that's going on, and the people are not told any of this. When what we have, and we can do all that. There's something very wrong.
Yes.
And you hear these politicians now claiming that they're members of Dáil Éireann. Dáil Éireann never sat in Leinster House. It's the Royal Rockers that sits in Leinster House.
Yeah.
But there's two. There's two issues I would like to talk to you about, and that one is what we've done it before, I know, and we have repeated ourselves, but I will only give you that they're all up on. If you want to see any of that information, you go into BillyMaguire.com.
Yes.
And it's all there.
Hmm.
And one second now.
Okay. You all right, Billy?
Now, is that better?
Yes, much better.
Yeah, the phone. But anyway, just the sovereign constitution, and I'll read the sovereign constitution. To the most holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, we, the people of Ireland, dedicate our constitution and beg the guidance of the Holy Spirit that may, in concert with thy divine will, and contribute to the greater glory of men. This constitution shall be the constitution of the Republic of Ireland, proclaimed in arms on Easter Monday, April the 24th, 1916, and established by the will of the people of Ireland on January the 21st, 1919. And the very first article is, the sovereignty of the nation is inalienable. It is therefore not within the competence of any generation of people to surrender that sovereignty which each generation holds in trust for the nation. The question of surrender of national independence may not be submitted to the electorate. I mean, isn't that there for you?
Yeah.
And then, subject to the defense, all authority, subject to the fundamental principles, it is hereby declared that all authority in Ireland, legislative, executive, and judicial, and all powers of government are derived solely under God, from the people of Ireland. These powers are inherent in the people alone by virtue of their sovereignty. They must be exercised in accordance with the principles of liberty, equality and justice for all. Any legislation not in accordance with these principles is hereby declared to be null and void. And what we have said about the sovereignty and about the peace, reconciliation. Sovereignty comes from God. Mm-hmm. And that's what we mentioned about Henry VIII, that he declared he was equal to God. They haven't had sovereignty since then.
Yes.
Royalty and the Constitution are man-made. And that is the difference between the two. And that's what we've put your two fingers up and we put our hands, our five fingers up, and we did our harp signs and we did everything else on it. But that's where it comes from. Sovereignty yes. comes from God. But there's no man or woman understands God. But you can understand the two five-string harps that were given to mankind. That's Anno Domini. The original harp is only one image, but those two five-string harps, which were on the Ark of the Covenant, and as you know, the Hebrew people have it on their flag.
Yes.
And they took it to war, and they're denied that knowledge and information because they took it to war. But if they came to Tara and dug up Tara looking for that information, but it's all in Nakar. You can do all that mathematics and all that science and all that strength. The winter and summer solstice, how we grow our food. You know, it's not the sun, it's this, the sun, the rays, and the moonbeams that controls all the cycles of life and all the tides. And, you know, we have a most wonderful history, and we're not allowed to know anything about it. I mean, that is not right, and that is scandalous. Now, I was going to ask you, to read our proclamation as a tribute to John Hume and all those peacemakers. Now, I just want to mention about Articles of Agreement as signed on the 6th of December, 1921. Ireland shall have the same constitutional status as the community of nations known as the British Empire, as the Dominion of Canada, the Commonwealth of Australia, Dominion of New Zealand, and the Union of South Africa, the Parliament having powers to make laws for the peace, order and good government of Ireland, and an executive responsible to that Parliament, and shall be styled and known as the Irish Free State. It's there in black and white for anybody. And then if you go down to it, to Article 4, they had to give the oath of allegiance to the Crown.
Yes.
And it is a shocking thing to believe that today our politicians go into Leinster House and they don't give an oath of allegiance either to the judges, either to the Garda Síochána. And that is scandalous. All those in the first sovereign Dáilíren government gave their oath to the state, the sovereign Republic of Éire, the sovereign Dáilíren government, the sovereign Dáilíren courts, and the War of Independence as a defence force, and be accountable to the people. The government, the Free State government, is not accountable to anybody, only themselves. They give a declaration so that they can get paid their salaries, their pensions, and their expenses. And what was the first thing that the Free State government did now? They gave themselves an increase. That is a scandal.
Of course they did.
That is fraud, and it should be highlighted. Dáilíren never sat in Leinster House. Dáilíren sat in the Mansion House, and you have read many things there. You've attended that.
Yes.
And you know. And why are we being told these lies and deception? And why is it fraud with Europe? That's the Irish and Fenian Republican Brothers, tricolour flag, their sovereign seal of Dáilíren, their proclamation, their sovereign constitution, their declaration to the free world. You know, all those documents, they're all IRBs. We are not going to give our flag in Europe to be desecrated by anybody. We have a sovereign government by the will and wish of all the people in the 1918-32 county election. And Article 5 of that Articles of Agreement are signed on the 60th. The Irish Free State shall assume liability for the service of the public debt of the United Kingdom as existing at that date hereof and towards the payment of war pensions. What are we doing paying for that?
Incredible.
That has nothing to do with our sovereignty and nothing to do with our people. And all those factories that Brendan O'Regan, the IRB, and the Fenian brothers got, I mean, they had a huge lobby. And now we've become, I mean, it is shocking to think of it, that the Free State government of Leinster House will not take an oath of allegiance to the state. They will, all they do is take a declaration. This is their own version. Take a declaration, yes, to get paid their salaries, their pensions and their expenses. That is not right.
No.
And I have asked, you see the letter there, I wrote to Mary Lou MacDonald, if you like, I'll read it to you.
Sure.
About to go down to the round room in the Mansion House and take the oath of allegiance, as all those chapter dollars, TDs, had to take. Well, they didn't. They took it themselves, because you can't ask anybody to take an oath of allegiance. It's not legal valid. You must do it yourself, your free will. And to take the oath of allegiance to the state, the sovereign Republic of Ayr, and we have our 32 county sovereign Dunleavy government back, and we can sit in Europe. We can sit. You saw when Britain were there, Boris, all those had to take the oath of allegiance to the Crown of England.
Yes.
And I've read out to you there about Article 4 there, that this is what caused the Civil War, was that they had to take the oath of allegiance to solemnly swear true faith and allegiance to the oath to the Irish Free State and King George V of England. That's not right.
No.
That is not imposing their will on the people. We have. Why are we not listening and hearing about our sovereign Dunleavy government that owes no money and no debt from the politicians? You hear them saying, oh, Dunleavy, now we're looking at television every night, propaganda, lies, deception and fraud, realtors in the hearing, with our sovereign seal with no air underneath it. It has to have air underneath it. That was the first. It's the sovereign Republic of Ayr. That's where it comes from. And at the moment, we've nothing. And we're going to get thrown out of Europe, because General de Gaulle would not allow Britain into the common market at the time, because they didn't have a sovereign government. Britain got into the common market and got into Europe under our sovereignty. And that might amaze some people to think of it, but that's how Britain got into Europe. And now they've left it in Brexit.
Yes.
And what happens now? You know, we have a sovereign 32 county mandate and a sovereign government of the 21st of January 1919. And why hasn't that been implemented? Why don't we hear about it?
Yeah.
Why has it been so dishonest? And why are we dishonest with Europe and dishonest with the world and our own people, when we have a sovereign government of the 21st of January 1919 by the will and wish of all of it? They're talking about democracy.
Yeah.
Where's our democracy? Does that not count at all?
Exactly.
You know, I mean, it's gone to this. It's serious now. I mean, the amount of money we owe, the Free State owes that money. Britain owes that money, and I wrote those letters. If you look at them, they owe. Where did the money come from to set up the Sovereign Republic of Ayr, the Sovereign Dunleavy government? I told you. Yeah. That the Maguires are huge, they're a seafaring family. And for generations, since Cuchulainn Maguire was poisoned by the British to get the Shannon,
yeah,
and to conquer Ireland and to all those estates to, you know, to grow the food for the Crown forces. That's what all that was about, right to the from the East Coast right across to the River Shannon. To hell or to Connacht with the people.
Yeah.
And they suffered shocking. Mm. And to do that, and they won't make amends now today. We have a sovereign government. We can sit in Europe. That's our tricolour flag. It was brought in here by Thomas Francis Marr to the all IRB. And it was orange, white and green. Mm. And the IRB changed it to green, white and orange, the green nearest to the pole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why shouldn't we should know all these things?
Yeah.
And we should be taught all these things. There's no history taught now, Sean. And it's absolutely shocking. And I'm saying that, you know, in Europe, we have a sovereign government. We can sit in Europe. We can be part of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
We have a right to sit in Europe. But what is going to happen now? You see, the Free State never thought that Brexit was going to happen. And that's what caused the Civil War, giving the oath of allegiance to the Crown of England. And, you know, I've read it out there for you. Articles of Agreement.
Yes.
Yeah. I can read out Mary Lou's letter for you, if you like, anyone can get it up in the Irish Republican Brotherhood, IRB Sinn Féin, would like you, Deputy MacDonald, to clarify your position as President of Sinn Féin and what oath of allegiance are you giving to the state, the Sovereign Republic of Éire, and that's a question mark.
Yes, yeah.
As all IRB Sinn Féin elected TDs, Chapter Draws gave on the 21st of the 1st, 1919, in the Mansion House, Dublin. Dáil Éireann sat in the Mansion House and never sat in Leinster House. Leinster House was bought to set up to impose the Free State on the people. And it's still been done. And I keep questioning, why should we be paying for all this when we owe no? It's Britain owes that money, not us. And they should pay back. And that meter is running all the time. And I'm saying that the British government owes the IRB 200 billion plus. And it should be paid before they leave Brexit on whatever day they're leaving.
Yes.
And all that money. And it's time that people stood up and questioned those things and questioned our politicians. Ask your politician, please. Every person, go and ask your politician. What oath of allegiance is he giving? Is it, as I've just read out to Mary Lou MacDonald, is it to the Free State, or is it to the Sovereign Republic of Éire? Which is it? It has to be one or the other. But they're not giving any. Their way out of this is not to give any oath of allegiance.
Yes, yeah.
You have to give your oath of allegiance. If you're going, we don't want it. You can't trust anybody today. But if they gave their oath of allegiance, they're accountable to the sovereign people. And that's what's important.
Yes.
And that was important on the 21st of January. And that's what's important in every other government. You cannot sit in Europe without a sovereign government. And we have a sovereign government, and they won't recognize it. And that's what's important. And I would ask you and ask your people, go and ask your politician what oath of allegiance he's giving. And ask your judge, what oath of allegiance does he take to sit up on the bench? You have to go into court and you have to give an oath. He's sitting up on the bench and he doesn't give any oath.
Yeah,
there's something desperately wrong with that. And a guard will stop you and ask you and say, can I see your license? You can, of course, guard, see my license. Can I see yours? You have to have a license. And it has to have the sovereign seal with 12 strings and air underneath it to make it legal, valid or bona fides. You have to have it on your title deeds. It's on your passport because that's the 21st of January 1919. And it's time people stood up and asked the truth. And we're probably... are we going on too long?
No. This is fine. It's fine. I just think that we need to get this information out. People need to know it. I know I've had you on my show a few times, Billy, and you're going to be welcome again and again and again, because we need the Irish people to know this stuff. We need teachers to be teaching it in their schools. That's what we need.
We do. And we have, and I'm saying to people, that University of Limerick, I mean, it was given Willibank, to that house and the land. The land was which is all part of it now, but the land, Brendan O'Regan said that they gave my mother a small donation towards her pension or towards some sort of a pension or something for the land. But Willibank, the house itself, was given that's where the peace, reconciliation and prosperity process was founded. And what we're trying to do is to show you the difference between the Good Friday Agreement and the peace. And I think in honour of John Hume, who was a great man, that department should be built now for all those great people, you know, Brendan O'Regan and all those people. My God, when you think of Shannon Airport and you think of all those factories giving all that employment, and that's where it came. That's the IRB and Fenian Brotherhood in America. And as you know, the 1858, that's St. Patrick's Day. That's why we celebrate St. And people don't even know why we celebrate St. Patrick's Day today.
you know, Sean, to shopping.
Yeah.
The way their hair brushed out everything on the people when we have a most wonderful history that we can go back 10,000 years, those people carrying sovereignty here and carrying it to America. And I would like to ask the question now, while we are on.
Yeah.
Where is America getting its sovereignty from? I just read out to you about all those Commonwealth countries. They don't have sovereignty.
No.
It's royalty. They were all imposed on royalty. But the IRB 1858 on St. Patrick's Day, and what a one for James Stevens, as you know, in 16 Lumber Street, you've been there,
mm-hmm.
and Doheny's, John O'Mahony and Doheny's in New York. And that, and why hasn't that been told?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we have to have it. We have to start telling the truth to the people. If you don't, you'll destroy the planet Earth and you'll destroy all the people.
Yeah.
When we have a sovereign government, and look, as I said, nobody understands God, but you understand the two five-string harps, and you're created in the image of God. You know, you can do all that, your intellect and reason, you can understand all that. You can't build anything without the information that's on those two five-string harps.
No.
And there we have to knock off the harpstone. And I had to explain to, I told you, BBC, they didn't know what that sign was. It's the you know, that's the harp sign.
Yes.
Salvador Mundi. And the saviour of the world. And holding the world glass. In those days, that was very, you know, and that image. You know,
I think it's
I'm asking that university would build that department, that building,
yes,
in honor of all those John Hume and all those great people who were peacemakers, and it would be a place where the whole conflict in the world could come. It's just Pope Pius XII wanted the conflict sorted out between Ireland and England, and Lochgar has all the key to that.
Yes.
And they should go out and do the mathematics and science. And I must thank Jerry O'Donovan for doing it.
Yes.
He's put great work into that. And done it himself.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
We have a university. You know, all these professors and everything else, these huge mathematics, these huge intellects have access to all over the world.
Yeah.
We could have a wonderful, and we can have a wonderful sovereign government of Dáil Éireann. It's a very simple thing. First of all, that is an absolute scandal to have our tricolour, the Irish Republican Brothers tricolour flag inside the Leinster House with a gold braiding around it. That's a fourth colour.
Yes.
And that's scandalous. A British Admiralty gold braiding around our flag. You know, that
yeah.
is not right. And just go down to the forecourts and see our two five-string tops which represented over the courts, not properly aligned. It's the sun and the moon. And they don't have them. That is scandalous. I've been asking these great intellects, these judges, and the salaries all these people are getting out of,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not right. And won't give an oath of allegiance to the state and won't be accountable to the sovereign people. I think it's time it happened. And I think it's time people ask. I'm asking again. Everybody ask your politician what oath of allegiance
yeah.
is taking. Is it to the sovereign Republic of Éire? Of the 21st of January 1990, by the will and wish of all the people of the 32 or is it to the free state that was imposed by King George V on the 6th of December 1921 to pay for Britain's war debts or war pensions? It's there in black and white.
Yes.
They're all up on BillyMcGuire.com if you want to read them,
mm-hmm.
including Lockgar and that. And I'm hoping that you'll be interviewing Jerry and he will show you the mathematics and how you do all those things, you know.
Yeah.
Winter and summer solstice. We didn't have a calendar in those days. The Egyptians had a calendar. Rome had a calendar. And that's why, you know, if you go to Terminini, you'll see where the light comes through the basilica and runs across the floor. The same as in Lochgar. The
yes,
same as in
Clara.
The same in all these places. But to lose that information, is that's what I'm saying, is not correct.
Yeah. You see, this shouldn't just be ancient knowledge. This should be knowledge that we all have. And Ireland's importance on this planet is paramount. It's really important for people to know how important Ireland is. Or Éire is.
It is. It is. And Hibernia, which which Pope Adrian IV gave to Henry II to build his Hibernia is era. That's what it is, with a father over it, and that's all part. It's so important that we know where we're coming from and where you're going to. And for a peace, a place for countries would come in conflict, that would come to Plassey, down to Willowbank, and to that building, and be able to discuss their difficulties and their problems. Yes. Look, man has the capacity to cut off these things. But, and greed, and people are sovereign. That's the sovereignty of God and the sovereignty of mankind. But you must look after it and respect it. And you must live it. And it's not been done. We're not doing it. We're destroying the world. We're destroying people. It is fraud, deception.
Sadly.
We're abusing, you know, all the things we have. Drugs, you know, drink, everything. We're not looking after our planet Earth. We're not looking after our territories, our land, our seas, our water. They're all being destroyed. Look at plastic. Look at the problems we do. We shouldn't be. That's what we're here for. To look after that and hand it over to the next generation.
No, we're allowing corporations to run roughshod over our beautiful planet.
Those corporations, they're going to be terrible trouble. It's the people are sovereign, not the corporations.
Yes.
They're out for greed, money, and that. Look, business is good. Business is right. You know, every country, trade is the lifeblood of every nation.
Yeah.
But what did Britain do? They expanded their empire on slavery. That is against the laws of God and the laws of mankind.
Yes.
And what are we doing? You know, it is not right.
No.
And those corporations have gone so powerful now, they just ignore people and ignore countries and ignore governments.
Yeah.
It's all about that. And they're in people. Again, that's what they're doing.
They are.
And that's not right. We don't. You, people who have children and that, and it's the people who won't stand up that's going to cause these problems. I mean, if you give your oath of allegiance to, you're accountable to the sovereign people. That's what the first sovereign Dalaran government did. And how is it there's no, that the Free States refuse to take, they won't take any oath of allegiance now?
Yeah.
That is scandalous.
I think if the people knew their history and knew, had the knowledge of their history, that people would stand up. It's just that we are, you know, it's all subterfuge and people don't know their history.
No, they don't. They don't. No. They don't. They don't. And they don't ask. And you must ask your politician what oath of allegiance he's giving. If he's not giving anything, he's ripping it off for himself.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. It's fraud. If you are not accountable to the people, then how are you going to be questioned? How can you question it? How can you go into court and ask a judge that won't take an oath of allegiance to the sovereign Republic of Air, the sovereign Dalaran government, the sovereign Dalaran court, the War of Independence as a defence force, and be accountable to the sovereign people? He won't take that oath.
No.
Who is he? Who is he? Where is he getting his sovereignty from? You have to have sovereignty. Is it? And if it is under the crown of England, why can't he come and say it's not under the crown of England? The 6th of December 1920 pay for Britain's war debts and war pay. They won't tell you.
No.
Can't they be honest with the people? And I think Michael D. Higgins is shocking.
Yes.
He took our tricolour flag that time he went on the state visit to Britain and they put a gold braiding around it. I mean, that was a shocking thing to do. And he must be asked, what oath of allegiance is Michael D. Higgins say? Is it to the Free State or is it the Sovereign Republic of Era? But they won't tell you.
No.
Did you ever see or hear an Irish politician reading the Irish Proclamation? No. Because what's on it? And actually, if you have a minute to spare, you might read the proclamation for John Hume as a respect, as a mark of respect for his life.
Shall we do that before we wrap up the interview?
You would be able to do that, to read it. And having organised and everything in that proclamation, having organized and trained her men her revolutionary organization, the Irish Republican Brotherhood, they won't mention that.
Mm.
It's an Irish Republican Brotherhood. And when Pierce read it, and you go down to the end of it, and you see we only had a provisional government. That's why we bought Florence Hotel.
Yes.
And that's what that money, I told you, they had put up a fund over generations that when we would have our independence,
that we'd have the money to pay for it, and we had. And the point is that that money was robbed by Britain to pay to set up the Free State. De Valera robbed us to set up Fianna Fáil, and Cumann na Gael robbed us to set up Fianna Gael. And yeah, they're the facts of the matter, is it? But that money was, or they had this fund. There were seafaring families, as I said, and they collected that money, and they, and for that election. And without that money, they bought Vaughan's Hotel. They rented a room up to until Britain called the election, December 1918. And that, again, I repeat, is crucial for John Hume, because John Hume, he wanted the Good Friday Agreement and the 32-county mandate, like the, we had, I've just explained to you, the 1918.
Yes.
But we didn't have, all he could get was a 26 and 6-county mandate, which people voted for,
mm-hmm,
and a huge vote for it, for the peace, reconciliation and prosperity process, which is totally different to the Good Friday Agreement. And that hasn't been achieved yet, and I think it's time it was. And I think in honour and memory of John Hume and all the other great people who did it about him, and he served his whole life on that. And I'd say his bad health was the cause of all that, and the stress and he was under trying to do it and trying to talk to people. I mean, I met all most of those people from 1950 on, you know.
And yeah, yeah.
Who knows today that was Pope Pius XII founded the peace, reconciliation and prosperity process to sort out the conflict between Ireland and England.
No.
You know, to a university where it could be discussed properly. Not, he didn't give it to politicians because they're not honest. And that's why they don't have to be honest, but they have to be accountable to the sovereign people. Every time, every year, everything must be accounted properly. And we have no debt, and we don't owe any money. That's the sovereign. How could it? It was founded on the 21st of January 1919.
Yes.
And then on the 6th of December 1921, just a very short time. But all those institutions were up. They were all financed, everything else. Michael Collins was Minister for Finance on the 21st of January 1919. On the 6th of December 1921, he was only Provisional Minister under the Crown of England.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not right. And he said that the Free State was for 2 years only. It's a hell of a long 2 years.
Yes.
Paying for all that war debt and war pension. When we have the wealthiest country, we should have the wealthiest people, the wealthiest institutions, the best health service in the world, the best schooling system, you know, the best transport system, you know, proper. All our rivers and lakes, all you know, beautifully maintained, all our forests and everything else properly maintained, and all our, you know, wildlife, everything should be there.
Yeah.
And that's what we could do with that money.
Absolutely.
Listen, I better leave you in peace.
Shall I read this for you for John Hume, shall I?
Sorry?
Shall I read the...
Oh, yes, please. Are we going to do it? Are you going to do it now?
Yeah, why not do it now? And we'll wrap up the interview by doing it now, yes?
Oh, lovely.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And I would say thank you to your listeners. And ask your politicians and your judges what oath of allegiance they're taking. Is it the Sovereign Republic of Ireland, or does the Free State under the ground? That's all you want to know.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thanks,
so, John. So this is for John Hume. He passed away on the 3rd of August. A great, great politician and a great man who tried to do lots in our wonderful little country. And I'm going to read the Public na Héireann, the Provisional Government of the Irish Republic to the people of Ireland. Irish men and Irish women, in the name of God and of the dead generations from which she receives her old tradition of nationhood, Ireland, through us, summons her children to her flag and strikes for her freedom. Having organised and trained her manhood through her secret revolutionary organisation, the Irish Republican Brotherhood, and through her open military organisations, the Irish Volunteers and the Irish Citizen Army, having patiently perfected her discipline, having resolutely waited for the right moment to reveal itself, she now seizes that moment and, supported by her exiled children in America and by gallant allies in Europe, but relying in the first on her own strength, she strikes in full confidence of victory. We declare the right of the people of Ireland to the ownership of Ireland and to the unfettered control of Irish destinies to be sovereign and indefeasible. The long usurpation of that right by a foreign people and government has not extinguished the right, nor can it ever be extinguished, except by the destruction of the Irish people. In every generation, the Irish people have asserted their right to national freedom and sovereignty. 6 times during the past 300 years, they have asserted it in arms. Standing on that fundamental right and again asserting it in arms in the face of the world, we hereby proclaim the Irish Republic as a sovereign independent state, and we pledge our lives and the lives of our comrades in arms to the cause of its freedom, of its welfare, and of its exaltation among the nations. The Irish Republic is entitled to, and hereby claims, the allegiance of every Irish man and Irish woman. The Republic guarantees religious and civil liberty, equal rights and equal opportunities to all its citizens, and declares its resolve to pursue the happiness and prosperity of the whole nation and of all its parts, cherishing all the children of the nation equally, and oblivious of the differences carefully fostered by an alien government which have divided a minority from the majority in the past. Until our arms have brought the opportune moment for the establishment of a permanent national government, representative of the whole people of Ireland and elected by the suffrages of all her men and women, the provisional government hereby constituted will administer the civil and military affairs of the Republic in trust for the people. We place the cause of the Irish Republic under the protection of the Most High God, whose blessing we invoke upon our arms, and we pray that no one who serves that cause would dishonour it by cowardice, inhumanity, or rapine. In this supreme hour, the Irish nation must, by its valour and discipline, and by the readiness of its children to sacrifice themselves for the common good, prove itself worthy of the august destiny to which it is called. Signed, on behalf of the Provisional Government, Thomas J. Clark, Sean McDermida, Thomas McDonough, P. H. Pierce, Eamon Cant, James Connolly, and Joseph Plunkett.
Well, thank you very much, Sean. your diction is wonderful. You really need to read that. It's lovely to hear it being read properly.
Thank you.
And it's a tribute to John Hume, who was a great man.
Yeah. So, Billy Maguire, thank you so much for coming out of the bag and giving this tribute to the wonderful John Hume.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you so much. And welcome back to Out of the Bag. This is Sean Maguire live on Healing Oracle Radio and People's Internet Radio. And that was my interview with the wonderful Billy Maguire from the Irish Republican Brotherhood. And I hope you enjoyed that.